Hard Evidence by John Lesquois. Every year, if not every day, we have to wager our salvation upon some prophecy based on imperfect knowledge. Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr. Part 1. 1. Dismas Hardy walked hip-deep in green ice water, his rubber-gloved hands on the fins of a 6-foot white shark. Outside in the world, it was nearly 2 o'clock of an early summer morning, but here at the Steinhardt, there was no time. The overhead light reflected off the institutional green walls, clammy with distilled sea sweat. Somewhere, out of the room, a motor throbbed dully. The only noise in Hardy's world was the steady slush and suck of the water curling behind him as he walked around and around, alone in the circular pool. Pico Morales had called around 7 to ask if he felt like doing some walking. When Pico called, it meant that some fishing boat had landed a great white shark and had contacted the aquarium. The sharks bred just off the Farallones, and the Steinhardt, or Pico, its curator, wanted a live one badly. The problem was that the beasts became so traumatized or wounded, or both, after they were caught, that none survived. Too exhausted to move on their own, they had to be walked through the water so that they could breathe. It was Hardy's third and last hour-long shift tonight. He'd been spelled by a couple of other volunteers earlier, and Pico was due any minute. So Hardy just walked, unthinking, putting down one foot after another, dragging and pulling the half-dead monster along with him. On his first break, he'd stripped off his wetsuit, changed and walked over to the Little Shamrock for a Guinness or two. Hardy's brother-in-law, Franny's brother Moses McGuire, had been off. Lynn Leisch was working her normal Sunday shift behind the rail, and Hardy...